Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. We're going to talk about a topic today that I never, ever would have thought I would be recording a podcast episode on. Jesse, do you think that you would have ever seen me recording a podcast episode talking about this experience?
Yeah, I had hope for you.
We're going to talk about why I started going to gym classes for the first time ever in my entire life. I cannot talk tonight. Mind you, that's the words I was looking for. I am turning 44. Is that right? This fall? It's funny that I couldn't find my words, and that was what I was trying to talk about. But a lot of people have had a lot of questions about this, and I've talked about it some on Instagram, but I wanted to do a podcast episode on it because it has been really profoundly life-changing for me. And I think that you could be listening right now going, I have zero desire to go to a gym ever. But what I'm going to share and what we're going to talk about can be applied to so many different areas of our life. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a really, really important story about how things that we've heard when we were little kids can impact us and hold us back and stifle us for years and years and years and years. So this all started back in April. Jesse, you and I had been talking about our summer and what summer was going to look like. We talked about this two podcasts ago about us having our overnighter and talking about summer goals. And that's something that had really been kind of top of mind. Like, we're nearing the start of summer. And we knew that last summer, we hadn't prepped well. And so it was all of a sudden summer's here. And then it's like, oh, kids are out of school and mm-hmm. they need so much. And we also work from home. And how are we going to do this? And when you have three very young children who have a lot of needs, like, it just became very chaotic. And so I didn't want that to happen again this summer. So I was talking with my friend Kate. She is a single foster mom who's adopted two sweet little kids from foster care. And she was telling me about how she was super, super excited about this thing she discovered. And there was this gym in our area that you could sign up for, and you got 2.5 hours of free childcare every single day. And they also have a co-working space there. And so she's telling me all about it and all how excited she was. And what was so funny is that at the very, very end of her telling me all about all the different things about the gym, she goes, oh, yeah. And they also have classes and stuff too. But for us, it really piqued our interest because we were trying to figure out what we were going to do over the summer. We don't have babysitters other than our older kids. And because Catherine was going to be staying in Murfreesboro over the summer, we knew that we wouldn't have her help. And so we were just tossing in a lot of ideas. So we thought we should look into this gym because maybe this could be an option. And when we went and toured and we did the math, we realized for how much we would pay per month, if we use the 2.5 hours of childcare for our three younger kids a few times a week, it would absolutely be worth it. Mm-hmm. If we didn't use any other amenities of the gym, just drop them off at the childcare and we go sit in the cafe and work. And so we decided to sign up. And the other thing that I love is that it's not even childcare. I mean, it is childcare, but they have classes for the kids, which is so much fun because they have dance classes and they have art classes and they have gymnastics classes and just lots of fun things. So the kids are learning new skills and trying new things all while they're also being taken care of. And So we signed up, and then I was thinking, you know, and then also I could go walk on the treadmill sometimes while we're there, because you have to be there while your kids are in the childcare. So I was like, I could get some work done. I could walk on the treadmill, and that would be great. So that was my plan. But I just felt this little tiny prompting. It was like, you should take a class. You should go to one of the classes. And I was like, no. I am not a gym class person. That is not what I do. Like, no. And as I was really unpacking, like, where did that even come from? Because I think it's really important. Like, when you feel strong resistance to something, there's probably something deeper there. Because immediately when I felt those thoughts, I immediately felt just like this massive resistance to those thoughts that I was trying to stamp them down. It's like, why? Why am I so resistant to this idea? And I had never connected the dots before. But back when I was in second grade, when I went to a little private Christian school before I started being homeschooled, I got a C in PE. That was the only C that I ever got when I was in school. I probably in high school deserved some C's, but I didn't get any C's. And that stuck with me. Like, I remember the experience of being the child in PE who couldn't do what the other kids could do. Like, Jesse, I don't know if you had this in your PE class, but we all would line up at the monkey bars and everybody would have to go across the monkey bars. I, for the life of me, could not do monkey bars. Like, I could get the first few rungs.
This is when?
This is when I was in second grade.
Second grade, okay.
Cool. I mean, I...
Yeah, we did it first grade, too.
Well, we probably did in first grade, too. I couldn't get it in first grade, but I'm pretty sure I probably couldn't get it now, either. Haven't tried them for years. But I just remember that humiliation. Like, everybody else is doing the monkey bars, and I can go three, and then I have to drop. Like, I gave it my all, and I couldn't do it. Or kickball. Oh, man.
Oh,
kickball.
That was fun.
Oh, it was the worst. It was the worst. And I remember one day going up to kick the ball and, you know, all the kids are watching. It's my turn. I'm going to go kick the ball. And somehow, instead of kicking the ball, I like stepped on the ball and tripped. And of course, this was in our gym. And I fell flat on my back and whacked my head on the floor, in the gym floor, in front of everyone.
Those are hard too.
It hurt. And I, but it more than it just hurting, it was so embarrassing. And I just remember, you know, when they'd have the thing where.
Did you do rope climbs?
I don't remember any rope climbs, but if we had had them, I would not have been able to do them.
I think we had a rope climb, monkey bars, pull ups, and it was hard. I couldn't do them.
I also remember the games where you'd have two team captains and they'd choose the people for their team. And I was always one of the very last people chosen. And so
dodgeball.
Dodgeball is terrible. To this day, like as an adult at youth group, we were playing dodgeball and I would try so hard. Like I was aiming, I was looking at that person. I had every single intention to hit that person and I'd throw the ball and it would just be. Wouldn't go anywhere close to that person.
Yeah, you've been pretty good at dodgeball. Listen, in life, you're either the nail or the hammer. Chances are you're the nail. So
I'm a great person to be on the other team in your dodgeball tournament. You will love me. But it was so interesting because I had forgotten so many of those memories until I was sitting down in the office and I was thinking about, why do I want to do the gym class, but also so resistant to the gym class? And it took me back to when I was, and I feel like that was the last time that I've had any sort of formal workout, exercise, physical, you know, education sort of situation where there was a group of people and I was in it and I was just terrible at it is how I told myself. And so then it was like, okay, never again in my entire life am I going to ever volunteer to be in this position. If when I had to be in it, it was so terrible.
And this is where you, because I know where the story's going, this is where you see the difference between a teacher or a custodian and a coach. Mm-hmm. And somebody that can coach you well and take you. If you would have had a coach at that time come beside you and say, you're good. You're not failing. You're learning from this. And this is what you need to do better next time. You would have then excelled in that. And that would no longer be considered a negative. And something that you go back to that negatively affects your life today.
Well, it's just interesting because why did I get a C? I still am wondering, because I couldn't do the things, or was it because the teacher thought I wasn't trying?
Could have been your attitude.
I do remember one time I had a really bad attitude. I wasn't the best student when it came to my attitude. I remember I had a really bad attitude towards this one girl that annoyed me so much, which is ridiculous. But anyway, she annoyed me. And we were doing some sort of activity that required us to hold hands with our partner. Mm-hmm. And I refused to hold hands with her because I was annoyed by her. And so I remember I had to sit on the side. I got in trouble and I had to sit on the side. So possibly it was because of my attitude. But regardless, I just remember being very embarrassed, feeling very inferior and telling myself, I'm not good at this. Mm-hmm. And so then as I got older.
But did anybody else tell you that?
I don't recall the PE teacher being encouraging to me. I don't recall the PE teacher coaching me up in any way.
Was she discouraging to you?
I don't know. I don't recall that. I just remember that C, and I feel like I've carried that C. That's been held over my head, even though I didn't actually pinpoint why I've avoided these situations until I, you know, years later, I'm sitting in my office thinking, why don't I want to do a gym class?
So you turn that C into another C of courageous.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Eventually.
Eventually. So I have really been challenging myself this last year to do hard things, to do brave things, to step into bravery. And there's been thing after thing after thing that I haven't talked about publicly because these aren't my stories to share publicly, but things that I've had to do, some really, really challenging things that have required enormous amounts of courage. And because of that, because of doing things when I was very scared, but doing them anyway and facing these fears, it had built more and more courage in me. Mm-hmm. And I realized, you know what? I'm braver than I realized that I was. And some of these things that had scared me so much for so long that I'd avoided for so long, when I actually did it, I was like, yeah, that was hard, but I'm still standing. Mm-hmm. And I felt really good by doing it. And then some of the results from me doing those things were so good that it just empowered me to exercise even more courage. And so I'm thinking about all these things and I was like, you know what? I got to stop avoiding the gym class. Like, it's a silly, you know, it feels like a very silly fear, but fear will do that. It will take something that to someone else might seem very microscopic and it will turn it into this huge hairy beast of a thing where it's like, I can't do that. Like, that's too insurmountable. That's too much. That's so, so, so outside my comfort zone. But I was like, I just got to do it. And one of the things that I did to help me actually follow through was I told the internet, because I knew that if I actually put it out there that I was going to do it, then I would feel obligated to follow through. And I was afraid that if I didn't kind of make a deal of it, that I would chicken out when it actually came time. I'd come up with something like, all of a sudden I have a terrible stomach ache or a terrible sore throat or some reason why I can't show up for this thing.
I heard too much after the last class.
Mm-hmm. I have never done a class, so I have no idea.
Well, I mean, that's what you would say later on.
And so I also got a security blanket. So I determined to do it, even though it scared me so much. I put it out there. Like, I feel like to get that accountability. And then I got a security blanket. And I think that this is okay. Like, when you're first starting to do really scary things, it's okay if you need to figure out something that's going to give you a little bit of extra security to be able to actually do the thing. And for me, that was asking Caitlin, our just turned 18 year old, if she would do the class with me, which she was so kind to do it with me. And that was really special because she knew that it scared me so much to do it, but she signed up to do it with me.
And she was excited to do it with you.
Yes. And to know, because she knew that I was going to walk into the room if she was going to walk in with me. And so I was talking about it on the internet, and one person said something that was really profound. And they said, the hardest thing is oftentimes walking in the door. And that was really what it was for me, you know, because once you walk in that door, it's pretty hard to walk out. Like you, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like you're committed, but you have to be willing to go walk in the door. And so I did do research online to try to find a class that felt like, okay, this is a beginner level class. I also, at our gym, you sign up for your, where you will stand in the room. And so I chose like the very back corner where nobody would be behind me. Nobody mm-hmm. could see me, which I have since learned is actually really smart. I'm going to share a story on that. but so I just tried to do everything that I could to make it a little bit easier. And I think that that's, you know, sometimes you don't have to do the scariest, hardest thing in the scariest, hardest way. Like courage and bravery is taking little steps. And this was a big step for me, but I cushioned it as much as I could. Mm-hmm. And so got there and walked in the door. And it felt like such a God thing, honestly, because I didn't know anything about any of the instructors. And I just happened to choose the class with, I feel like, the best instructor at the gym. She is the most encouraging, kindest, caring person. Like, we actually text now, but I'm getting ahead of myself. But it was just like, of all the classes I could have chosen, I just chose that because it worked out timing wise and because it looked like I could do it as a beginner. But it ended up that God allowed me to choose an instructor that would be the perfect instructor for me, who mm-hmm. she's just goes out of her way to cheerlead people. And I love that in her classes, there is a very,
whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies, it covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. Silas used IXL in his math class a few years ago, and he really loved how he could work at his own pace, and he loved that he was able to see instant feedback on how he was doing. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies show that kids who use IXL score higher on tests. It will work for any of your kids because IXL uses smart technology to tailor support to each child's level, personality, and learning pace, which I love. It also saves time because one subscription gets you everything. There's one site for all the kids in your home, whether they're pre-K up to 12th grade. And also, my favorite part, you save money because if your child is struggling, this is such a great investment. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crystal Payne Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off your IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A wide variety of body shapes and ages and abilities, and she encourages everyone. And she gives you lots of ways to modify and lots of ways to, you know, if that's too much, then here's how you can do less. If that's too little, here's how you can do more. But like, no shame in whatever you do. Like, this is your workout time. This is your body. You know what's best for you. And so I was just really grateful for that. And so I walked in the door, didn't have a clue. You know, everybody else, it's like they know, oh, this is what you're supposed to grab, and this is what this means, and all of this. But I just was like, you know what? I went up to the instructor, and actually, she came up to me. She was like, oh, you're new here. And then I just flat out told her, I was like, I've never been to a gym class in my entire life. I don't know what to do. Tell me what I need. And that was also just really good. Instead of pretending like I knew what I was doing, to just kind of humble myself and just ask for help of just, okay, what do I need? And she was so good about, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and just kind of walking me through and helping me feel as comfortable as possible. And I was just so grateful. Another thing that I did that was to kind of to cushion the experience was I told myself, you know what? All I'm going to do is I'm going to walk in that door and I'm going to stay the whole time. I do not need to push myself, wait, well, like as far as with the dumbbells, I don't need to get the heaviest one. I don't need to try to impress anyone or any of that. I'm like, I chose the lightest weights and I chose the least amount of reps. All this was for me was getting in the door and staying to the end. And when I got to the end, I felt so empowered. Like there was something in me, like I wanted to cry because I was like, I have been scared of that for, you know, okay, since the time that I was, what, 8 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost 44. Like 35 years, at least, of my life, I have been held back by this fear. And I'm thinking, what else in my life have I not done because of some silly thing someone said, or I thought they said, or a little tiny letter on a little tiny paper years and years and years ago that I've let hold me back? And I was like, no more. I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I'm not playing that fear game anymore. And here's the cool thing. I have gone back every single week, Monday, Wednesday, when I can on Saturday. This instructor, she teaches Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I go to every single class of hers that I can make it to, and we'll change our schedule around a lot to try to make it. I have invited my friends. Some of them have come, but also I have gone by myself so much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And last week she said, hey, she was like, nobody comes with you anymore and you still show up by yourself. I'm so proud of you. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Like, that's a big deal to me. And the thing I also love about this instructor is, like, she knows people's names and she remembers things about you. So even if you walk in the door and you're a little bit late, she's like, hi, Crystal, welcome. Like, we just got started, you know, like, just makes you feel so seen and makes you just feel like you're a part of this. And she's introduced me to a lot of the people in the class. I've kind of gotten to know some people. I mean, like, I sort of have gym friends now. Like, this is crazy. But also, it has just been so, I'm trying to think the word, exhilarating for me. Like, it just felt like something is coming alive inside of me that has been held back for such a long time. I'm also building some great muscle, mm-hmm. and I'm getting a lot stronger. And that's really cool too.
Well, what's interesting too is that you take the fact her calling you out by name as a positive and not a negative, because I think you would have at one point counted that as a negative. Like, oh, she's trying to shame me by calling me out by name as I'm entering late, because you never want to be late to things,
mm-hmm.
and you want to just sit in the back so nobody notices, but you're stepping into that and yeah, I'll be late, but I'm here.
Yes. Well, and I think that's the thing. Like, I know that she does such a good job of, there's no shame. Like, if somebody shows up 10 minutes late, she's like, oh man, there must've been bad traffic. Like, she just immediately, it's like, she's so happy that you're here. And she's mm-hmm. like, and she'll sometimes be like, I can't believe you showed up, even though, you know, it is like, just, I think that it, why are you laughing?
It just depends on the inflection. Okay, I can't believe that you showed
up. The way she says it just feels encouraging. Like, you did it. Like, you did this hard thing. You showed up, even though maybe you had a really hard day or whatever. The other thing I love is that she does not call people out if your form isn't great. Like, she will not, if you ask for help, she's happy to help you, but mm-hmm. she's not going to call you out in front of everybody and be like, hey, Mary over there, you need to be like flat back, you know? Now, I do notice that if she's coming right next to you and she's like saying, just acting like this is for everyone, but she's saying, make sure you hold your shoulders high or whatever, she's probably talking about you, but she won't ever, you just have to pick up on those cues,
it's
you know?
Art. Yes. Yes, very much.
And so it's just been such a wonderful thing. And I feel like it's grown me so much and grown my courage muscles so much for me now to just walk into gym class and I know where to go. And like, if there's a new person, I will say, hey, you're new here. Like, welcome. You know, I mean, just this part of me is coming alive that I'm just excited about. And so I'm sharing all this because I just want to encourage people. I feel like there's so many people who are letting fear hold them back, who are letting something that was said to them, something that they believed about themselves, hold them back from stepping into something that actually might bring them so much joy. Like, I feel like when I'm in gym class, like, there's just so much joy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to worry about what I look like. I don't care about what people are thinking. Like, I'm there for me. And there's something really exciting about that for me. And so I just want to encourage you, like, is there something that you've been held back by? Fear that you'll look silly, fear that you can't keep up with other people, fear that everyone else will know exactly what to do and you'll stick out like a sore thumb. That was me.
Well, and also, you used to have, because I was trying to get you to go to classes for however long we've been here for, you know, 10 years almost. And you always said, I can't do that because I will push myself too hard if I'm in with other people. And now you're not even worried about what other people are doing. You're in it for yourself and not worried about what other people are thinking, what other people are doing, or if you're going to let other people push you past your ability or past what you think that you can do. You're just pushing yourself to your own drum. And I really appreciate that.
Well, and I think that's the thing that makes it so much more enjoyable, because it's not a competition. And that's why I love this particular instructor and the people who come to our classes, because there is such, I mean, there's some that they're real good at, and then there's some that they're very much beginner. And there are some people who are significantly older than me who are in the class and they're just doing their best. And I love that. And so I just want to encourage you, like, challenge yourself. What is the thing that you are thinking that, as I'm sharing this, you know, you're kind of feeling that nudge of what would it look like for you to be braver? My friend Megan Hyatt Miller, who's leader of our mastermind, she challenges us, what would it look like for you to be 10% braver? Really think about that. Like, what would you do if you were 10% braver? What would it look like to step out and walk in that door and show up? What kind of accountability do you need to put in place so you'll actually follow through? What do you need to do to kind of help you cushion yourself and give you some bit of security blanket so that you actually will follow through? Now, I alluded to something earlier that was, you know, why I have learned maybe it is better to stand near the back of the class. And we were talking about how I don't really care what people think and I'm just in there doing my thing. Well, clearly I am, because one of the things early on in gym class that I discovered was that anytime we do jumping jacks, I really have trouble with incontinence. And I'm like, what are all these other women doing? I get it. I've had 5 kids, but also, like, how are these other women doing these jumping jacks and not just peeing their pants? And I asked on Instagram and people were like, well, pelvic floor therapy for one, but also panty liners. Basically everybody's wearing panty liners. And I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't know that. And so took their advice, but then I've been working on my pelvic floor. I've been going to the chiropractor and we've been working on a lot of core exercises. And I was just making so much progress that I was like, I don't need the panty liners anymore. Until last week, we had done this really intense workout. It was our hour long strength training one. And at the very end, we do kind of a series of complex different moves. And one of them was push jacks, which push jacks are a jumping jack where you're also holding a weight and you're pushing it out at the same time as you're jumping. And I was so focused on doing all of the different exercises in the time frame and doing them well and staying coordinated, which I'm not extremely coordinated. So this takes a lot of effort and a lot of thought, that I wasn't even cluing into the fact that I was totally peeing my pants. And we got through the second round and all of a sudden I'm like, had a tiny little break before we went to the third round. And there's five rounds of this. I was like, my pants are wet all the way to my ankles. I had peed my pants all the way down to my ankles. And of course, this was the week when I was like, I'm just getting braver and braver and braver. And so I was standing up near the front on this one. And I'm like, I have on my gray camo leggings. Maybe it looks like sweat. Let's hope it looks like sweat. Because we still had three more rounds. And so as I'm contemplating all this, as I'm getting ready to do my exercises, and I'm kind of looking down at the floor because we're getting ready to do one that requires you to be on the floor, I notice not only did I pee my pants down to my ankles, there are little puddles of pee underneath me. So apparently when we were doing these push jacks, pee was just spurting out. And I'm like, were the people behind me just seeing this like fountain happen? It was like every time I like hit the floor, was it just like a sprinkler, you know, coming down? And I'm like, who noticed this? Who saw this? I mean, it was so bad. It was so embarrassing. I was grateful that none of my friends were there that day because I don't know what I would have done. So we have three more rounds of exercises and we still have to do a lot more push jacks. And gratefully, I had a towel, and so I was trying to pretend like I was kind of mopping sweat up off the floor while I'm getting ready to do this, the third round, and also thinking, how bad are my pants? Is there pee in other places, like on the floor? And did I pee like on the mat? Like, is it, you know, into other people's space? Who all saw this?
And did you get anybody else wet?
All these things. Gratefully, it wasn't, that class was not as well attended. Sometimes it's really crowded. It was not as crowded because it would have been real bad if it was crowded. So then we're doing the third round and I feel like I can barely move because I don't want to draw attention to myself, but I also don't want to have the whole sprinkler situation going on again. And I'm just like, it was so embarrassing. And then I had to get out of the class. Like I had to, you know, actually exit the class at the end of the class without anybody noticing. And so I was trying to kind of like just shimmy out with like my backside to the wall so that people wouldn't see. So I got done and I just really quickly made a beeline for the bathroom. I get in the bathroom and I have my phone and I'm trying to take pictures of the backside of me to see, like, can I even walk out of the gym? Is this so obvious? It was so bad. It was so bad. It was so obviously not sweat. Like, you know, I feel like if you had sweat that much, you would have been dripping sweat and you would have had it like all down the front of you too. Now it's just all down the back of me.
Technically, it's about almost the same thing.
It was really embarrassing. So word to the wise, I have a few suggestions if you are going to start doing gym classes. Number one is maybe try pelvic floor therapy beforehand. Two, always wear a panty liner. Although this was a situation that I'm not sure that even a panty liner would have been enough for, but it would have at least helped a little bit. And then also, just don't touch the floor.
Okay. Yes.
Don't touch the floor because as I'm wiping it up off the floor, I'm thinking, what else has been on this floor that I have been touching? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just gave me a different thought process about the gym floor.
Now you know why that I wanted to make sure things were clean. Lessons that I learned from jiu-jitsu. Don't yes. pick up stuff off the floor. Go, you know, don't be walking on dirty floors with your bare feet.
Immediately go and take a shower after
you shower immediately
after mm-hmm. you've been at the gym. Yes. So a lot of life lessons were learned from that experience that I hope I never have to go through again.
I think that the effect of your story might be just to scare people away. Just do it. You know, if it happens, it happens, you know.
The encouraging thing, the internet has been so great because they have told me the funniest things that have happened.
I think it's more common than you think.
Yes, it's very common. And all sorts of people are like, nobody knows whether it's pee or sweat. And also pee is sterile. So
and nobody really probably cares.
You know how it's like you feel like everybody's looking at mm-hmm. you when nobody is. And I was just hoping that day, especially no one was because how the light was hitting in the window, I'm pretty sure. There was like, pretty sure I was right in the sunlight and pretty sure you could have just seen the sprinkles coming down.
You're probably just the images.
Oh, it was
imagining.
I think I'm going to move to the back of the class now. Now I realize why that's a good place to be. But anyway, I'd love to hear from you. What is something that you've done recently that it took a lot of courage? How have you been brave recently? Send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. And also think about, what is that thing that you're avoiding, that thing that you're scared of, that thing that you've told yourself all your life, I'm not that, I can't do that, I would never do that, that's too scary, that's outside my comfort zone, that's not who I am. And yet deep down, you actually really want to do that thing. And what would it look like to get brave and take one small step this next week in the direction of doing that thing? Because you never know. You might find that the thing you've been running from and been so scared of for so many years of your life becomes the thing that you are so exhilarated by when you actually step in the door, walk through the door, stay, and do the thing. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.